Chapter 52. Suit called in to Molly to let her know he was taking his meal. When she told him that things were quiet and that he should go ahead, he turned the rearview mirror to face him. He removed his hat, finger-combed his hair, held his hand in front of his face to check his breath. He made a face and popped the mint he'd taken from the bowl at the register at Daisy's into his mouth. He checked his breath again. Now satisfied, he collected the flowers he'd picked up at the supermarket and headed for Elena's door. "Luther," she said, surprise in her voice, "I didn't expect you until later." "I hope you don't mind. Don't be silly. Come in here. I don't want the whole town to see me kiss you." Inside, with the door closed behind them, they kissed long and hard. It was a minute before they came up for air.
"God, I love the way you make me feel," she said, touching her own flushed cheek with the back of her hand. "How do you do that?"
"I feel the same way, Al." His voice was oddly strained and cracking. Finally, Elena pointed at the bouquet in Suit's big left hand.
"Luther, are those to freshen up your patrol car?"
He was dumbfounded, then remembered about the flowers and why he was standing there in the first place.
"These are for you."
He handed them to her. And, fishing the ring out of his right pants pocket, he said, "This too." He handed her the ring and got down on one knee.
"Elena Wheatley, will you please marry me?"
The longest, most anxious 2 seconds in the history of the world passed.
"Of course I will, Luther, of course I will."
She slipped the ring onto her finger, got on her knees opposite Suit, and pressed herself against him. His arms wrapped around her, and they stayed that way for several minutes, both of them crying. When they stopped crying, Suit stood, lifting Elena with him.
"Let's do it soon, Luther," she said, wiping the tears out of her eyes. "Please. We've both wasted a lot of time in our lives, and I don't want to waste another second apart from you. I don't want to hide us from the world anymore."
He grabbed her shoulders and held her at arm's length.
"Soon, but not just yet. We need to keep the secret a little while longer. At least until Jesse gets back from Texas."
"Why? You can ask Jesse to be your best man over the phone."
"It's not that. It's
what, Luther Simpson?" she said in the same tone she used as a student teacher.
"I don't want to scare you."
"You're already scaring me. Secrets are what killed almost every relationship I've ever had.
You can't keep secrets from me if you want me to commit my life to you."
"That's just it, Elle."
"What is?"
"Your life."
"What about my life, Luther?"
"You know about the explosion on Trench Alley, right?"
"Everyone in Paradise knows about it. But what has that got to do with
the man who shot me?"
"He... you know, I shot him, too. And, well, he's back, and he's taking revenge for things."
Elena's expression turned grave.
"He's back where?"
"Here, maybe. He killed 2 people in Boston. 1, really, but sort of 2. Then he murdered an old woman, a cab driver, and a dog in Salem."
"A dog? He killed a dog? What kind of monster kills a dog?"
"The real kind. That's why we've got to..."
"But wait a second, Luther. What's this got to do with what happened in Trench Alley?"
"We think the man who was killed in the explosion was him."
"Think? You're not sure?"
Suit shook his head.
"Nope. And if we can't get good evidence, we may never know."
Elena winced. It was just slightly, but enough for Suit to notice.
"See, that's why we got to keep the secret for a little while longer. I want the world to know about us, just not yet."
Elena wriggled out of his grasp, stepped close to him, and wrapped her arms around him.
"As long as it's our secret together, I'll keep it as long as you want."
They stayed that way, embracing, each holding on to prop the other up. 5 minutes later, Suit was strolling back to his cruiser, his heart racing. He had never been so happy. He had never been so scared. Not even when he thought he was dying. Now he knew, really knew,
what it was like to be afraid for someone else. He was so caught up in the jumble of emotions that he failed to see the white Chevy Sonic parked across the street from Elena's house. Nor did he see the man behind the wheel, the nondescript man with the wire-rimmed glasses.